Winston City Council, June 16, 2025.
Well, actually, it was good.
Yeah.
It's been very unfortunate, but it's been more frequent lately.
There is a silly joke.
I'm going to be impressed now because we're going to change our meeting stuff. So I can't make it anymore.
Okay.
No.
We'll put it down.
You are good.
Happy Friday.
It's not me. Alan got it too. I'm asking for gift cards.
Yep, they're trying to use your name, man.
Yeah.
We'll get it reported.
Hold on.
Hello, let's stand and say pledge of allegiance, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I'd like to thank everybody for coming to the city council meeting tonight. Roll call, Councillor Wiggins?
Here.
Councillor Hobson?
Here.
Councillor Cunningham?
Here.
And Councillor White is excused to her husband and surgery today. And I'm here. Are there any adjustments to the agenda?
Yes, Your Honor, there's one adjustment to the agenda. The Park Board report will be given by Andy Howard, Public Works Superintendent.
Okay, now we're going to suspend.
Suspend the council meeting and I'll call to order the Urban Renewal Agency meeting. Our new business is resolution number 25-052, adoption of budget for 2025-26 fiscal year. And Ms. Sardi is not here, who's going to read by title?
I will, Your Honor.
Read by title only.
Thank you, Mr. President, members of the board. Resolution adopting the budget, be it resolved that the Board of Directors of the Urban Renewal Agency, City of Winston, hereby adopt the budget for fiscal year 2025-2026 in the total of
$846,850. Thank you. Staff report,
Ann? All right, so this is, there's not really a lot of staff report. This is our annual budget that we pass each year. This is for the 2025-2026 fiscal year. We're budgeting as per the Urban Renewal Budget Committee had approved, a total of $846,850.
Thank you, Ann. Comments from the audience? Any comments from the audience? Comments from the audience? Any comments from the council? Or the board? Excuse me, the board.
The board.
The board. We are the board, right?
We are, yes. We are.
Okay.
Yes.
Nobody, okay, board action then.
I make a motion that we approve the new budget, resolution 25052.
Do I have a second?
Second.
I have a motion and a second to adopt resolution number 25-052. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed? Motion passes. I will now adjourn the URA.
Thank you, sir. And we will call back to the order of the city council meeting. Has everybody had a chance to read the minutes from June 2nd?
Mm-hmm.
Are there any adjustments? Do you have a motion to accept the minutes?
I move that we approve the minutes from June 2nd.
And a second?
Second.
And all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Passes. Acceptance of the traffic and public safety minutes for October 14th. Any adjustments? All in favor, or a motion, please?
I make a motion that we accept the traffic and safety minutes.
I second it.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Pass. And acceptance of the park board minutes for June 10th, 2025. Do I have a motion to accept?
I move we accept the budget minutes.
And a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Why not? Okay, comments from the audience. Anyone wishing to discuss items not covered on this agenda is welcome to address the City Council as a whole. Please state your name and address for the record. Each speaker will be given a maximum of 3 minutes. Speakers may not defame, intimidate, or use profanity or personal affronts. The council reserves the right to delay action until they have the full information on the issue. Come on up.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm Michelle McKinney. I live at Riverbend RV Park, space number 49. And I just want to know, everyone received a notice in their mail of ordinances. So, with that being said, how does that apply to the tenants at the RV park?
They each got a copy of the letter that you sent to the land management people.
I see.
And they, in turn, sent it to all of the tenants.
Mayor, if I may,
please.
Members of council, thank you for coming, Michelle. Now, we had a meeting here from several tenant space holders came. Were you at? You were at that meeting.
One meeting.
Okay. The letter that we had sent was essentially, it had several things in it. It identified some structural development that was lacking permitting, offered a permitting path working with the city. There was also some other things as it relates to the floodplain and RV parks in the floodplain. We also sent a follow-up letter essentially stalling any of our compliance process for a duration of time given a personal sensitive situation related to that particular park that the city is not necessarily in a position to divulge. That's their information. However, that's the only letter that would pertain. So it sounds like they took that and just kind of sent it to each space owner. Is that okay?
So I know that from reading all of that, the RV park is in non-compliance of several factors, such as the roads, the driveways, the not use of the bathrooms because the homeless went in there and crapped everywhere and took it away from us. Can no longer go up to the office to do laundry, play pool after 5 p.m. And everyone, I'm surprised they're not here because everybody was talking today about coming. But we are concerned as to, is this place going to close? Brad passed away. His daughter's going to own it now is what the rumor is. What's going to happen to us? We need to know. We need to know ASAP so we can start making our own plans.
See, I think
I can't just get up and go. I can't. Financially, I can't get up and go.
I think this is something that has to be talked with the land management and the daughter when she gets hers. You know, just give her a couple weeks to, you know, figure things out. But we, as a city, I don't believe we have anything to do. That letter was directed to the land management people. To Brad, that they're responsible for. And I know that we've had meetings here that have allowed the people who want to be able to get their permits fees waived.
Mm-hmm.
So that
what
we're
permit fees?
Permit fees for the things that needed to be permitted.
Oh, such as a shed and
mm-hmm.
stuff like, okay. Well, we got rid of our shed just to get rid of it.
Yeah.
I just didn't want that on my back. Because if we do have to get up and go so suddenly, I would not have been able to move that shed because that shed would have to be moved by the people thing.
Right.
So. Mayor, if I may, Michelle, I appreciate your concerns. I think that there is a thing that the city is unilaterally working on to take stock of the flood situation as it relates to RV parks. And that's more affiliated to a systemic fix, improvements in RV parks, but none of that would apply to existing ones. We're not necessarily going to make existing RV parks do all kinds of infrastructure upgrades. That's really geared more towards new parks. If they were to come in, the type of product the city would want to see. So beyond that, because there's some stuff in there that maybe has to do with the park owner and the occupants. It's not associated with the city. But the city staff and the city don't really have any control over the opening or the closing of the park. They're allowed to still function, in the normal regard. So if you want to set up a meeting with the city staff, we're happy to take you through it and give you copies of everything that we've facilitated.
One thing I'd like to add, which I'm very much concerned about, everything you said I'm concerned about, okay? But what I'm particularly concerned about was you mentioned about the toilets. Okay, now that is a public health issue, and we're the place to contact, and that will be the county health department, because they can come out, do an inspection, and put an enforcement in place. Okay, so all it takes is a
we haven't had use of the showers and the toilets, that building that's in the middle of the park. We haven't had use of that for how long, honey?
A long time.
2 years or more.
It's been fun.
But all that will take is a call.
Yeah, because the homeless kept, people that live there, ma'am, would give their keys out. Mm-hmm. And let the homeless go in there, poop everywhere, smear it all over the place. And several people, my husband was one, that went in to take a nightly shower, and he was grossed out.
Yeah.
So they closed it at that point. But even the rest of us that pay our bills every month and live there, I mean, that's our home.
Yeah.
But even we can't use it. They changed the locks at the office.
Make sure that you call the public health department, because that is a health issue.
Please call.
And let me tell you, they'll come out pretty quick.
Well, maybe I will do that, because I'm just feeling that not knowing what's going to happen to any of us there is very concerning for me. And as I said, financially, I live month by month. And it just seems strange to me.
So just to give you an idea, that me and the manager talked about it, and based on the circumstances that you brought up, Brad passing, my code enforcement officer gave a letter and sent it out last Wednesday to add an additional 60 days to let you guys kind of hack stuff out. So that's what he was talking about. So
what are we supposed to do in that 60 days?
We're giving you a grace. We're giving the landowner a grace period of 60 days because of what happened to her father. Let her deal with her family stuff and not deal with what we asked.
Okay.
So we gave an additional 60 days on top of it. So that
it's pretty much through the summer then.
Well, I think that you should definitely call the health department. 3 years is far too long, and I can't believe that nobody's called.
We all have bathrooms in our trailers, but, you know.
You pay for an amenity.
Yeah.
We do. We pay for that bathroom use.
You can always call Organizing and Community Services.
Well, at the end of the 60 days, we will go through the park again, and as long as your space is compliant, you'll be seen as compliant as it relates to structural development and quick disconnect and road ready. It is in the flood pit. We want to keep our citizens safe. There's a public health and safety situation. It was very real with this flood event. So as long as that's the case, I mean, that's all we're trying to work towards, is making sure that the merits.
And I agree with the good portion of that, because that flood was even a surprise to us and other people in there. I mean, we've been there for 4 years or better, and this was the first flood we had in there. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I understand there's been other floods, but this was a pretty bad one. And some of us don't have the vehicles to haul our trailers off, because we are long-term. We don't have a house. We have a trailer. And that's us. That's how we live. Because we're not making $3,000 a month. So the trailer is our home.
Thank you, Michelle.
Thank you.
Is there anybody else that would like to come up and have anything to say? Come on up.
Tony Driscoll, 290 Southeast Grape Avenue. I'm in my attire fresh from hula class. Thank you. So, 4th of July, Independence Day celebration is on actual 4th this year. We are in conjunction with Riverbend Life. So it's a twofer. Parade at 11. All the events, as advertised, will occur throughout the day. And Riverbend is bringing in a band from somewhere, I can't remember, but they'll play some good music. And then we will have our fireworks at the end of the evening. So I just wanted to make sure to formally invite everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you.
going to be good. Okay, reports, boards, commissions, committees, and schools.
Mayor, if I may, members of council, good evening, members of the audience. So during the course of this past month, there was an adjustment that was made with Councillor Cunningham and Councillor Wiggins. Currently, they both operate as the liaisons for the traffic and public safety and economic development, respectively. It has appeared that those positions will function more cohesively or coherently if the positions are switched due to the workload of Councillor Wiggins. The Traffic and Public Safety Committee, they meet quarterly. Councillor Cunningham should be able to hold down Economic Development Committee on a monthly basis. So giving some deference to Councillor Wiggins at working full time, we can certainly all understand that. So just need a motion to approve you two swapping.
I make a motion that we swap.
It's done. All in favor? Okay. Position swapped. Right on. Okay, Park Board. Andy is going to be our speaker tonight.
Mayor, if I may. Economic Development.
Economic Development, Mr. Cunningham.
Well, first of all, this is not my first go around with economic development. I was on it for a couple of years. Okay. We had a call to order. I'm not going to go through that. But the interesting thing was on the committee reports, it addressed the 57-unit subdivision was sent to revisions. It's off Johnson and Johnson Street. Ray Short is the developer. Other subdivisions were discussed and on hold. And the Edgewood Street annex will become effective on the 28th of June. And also, by a side note on that, Andy, there is, as you come in on the left-hand side, there is a piece of property there that has not had electricity there for several months, but somebody's living in there. And the second thing on that also is that there, from what I understand, which I've been told, is that there's two properties there that will be coming into the city that the septics are on the edge of failure.
Are you talking Edgewood, Dave?
Edgewood.
On Edgewood? And the house without the electricity is on Edgewood also?
It is the second house on the left-hand side as you come in.
On Edgewood?
On Edgewood. Okay. So I've just mentioned that in passing, especially with the ordinance that discusses about the septic failures, what has to happen. Also on this, too, is also was the RV parks were discussed. And then also in relation to the parks was, of course, the requirements set by FEMA. So that was discussed. And on the chamber events, the chamber now has, I'm stealing some of her thunder because I think she's here someplace.
Right there.
There she is. Seven new members. And there's a new newsletter is heading up. The name is Steve. And they need a vice president and a treasurer. And we'll be doing a membership drive. And we'll do the first citizens this year.
So we'll do next year.
Next year. Yeah. Sorry about that.
And we do have a vice president now, so yeah, still looking for a treasurer. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. So that was basically, that was the board point, and then we adjourned.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Andy, aren't there several islands on Eastwood?
On Edgewood?
Or Edgewood.
There's, yeah, well, we've got those ones, but we have several septics, and that's one of the things we looked at is that's one of, on our list there is get that gravity main line put in there and then the on that trunk line, too. So we're going to be looking at that this fiscal year. So it's on the list.
It's on the list.
It's on the list. So.
Okay, now.
Mayor.
Hey. Yes. Hi.
Sorry.
Come on up.
So Shannon Nelson, Executive Director of the Winston Area Chamber of Commerce. One thing our board voted on actually this evening is we would like to offer police and the fire department a free membership for the chamber. So we would like you guys to approve that if you may, if you will.
I We need a motion for that?
I don't know if we could do it for the fire department.
Not necessarily for fire, but for PD. You may have to go to their board, but you can certainly offer a motion and a vote. It would probably showcase an element of support for the chamber.
Do I have a motion?
I make a motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.
No free donuts.
You said that quietly.
You should have come on Saturday.
There were lots of donuts on Saturday. There was several. That was not. Anyway, okay. Park Board, Andy.
Mayor, Council, members of the community, and good evening. Just a couple of notes to go through. So Ellen Porter with Ribbon Live showed up the Park Board, requested the Park Board waive the fees for the youth theater, 2025 youth theater. That was passed through. Park Board recommended that on the council. And that total cost would be $600. So I'm just going to go through them.
$600?
It's $300 a day for the stage. So I'm just going to go through them and then the numbers associated with them, and then council can elect to on those ones. Anika Driscoll spoke representing Wade, requesting that the all fees associated with the July 4th celebration be discounted or waived. Clay put forward a motion that all the fees be waived. Jason seconded it. That was passed by Park Board also and recommended to council. And that number for that one is $225. Like Anika said, that they're piggybacking with Ribbon Life, so it's going to be really nice. So that one is $225. And then Jason from Douglas County Cheer shared the news, the new upcoming wide cheer unity, and I didn't bring my glasses, so I'm sorry, Jason, I don't mean to butcher this thing up. United Community Cheer. We'd like to rent the pavilion at Ribbon Park on the September 14th from 1 to 4 for a get-to-know potluck. He's requesting that the rental fees be waived. Once again, the Park Board voted and recommended that on the council. That fee is $100 for the fee waiver for the pavilion. That's some old business. The Park Board's been discussing tables and benches and things, and they're kind of still reviewing. We're kind of working through what we're looking at, that's a work in progress. And we talked about Pelleverse, about the Marine Board. That project's been completed out there with the Gabion and the rocks. Wildlife Safari's offered to replace the sign entrance into Riverbend Park, which is a really nice piece of work that they're going to do. We haven't got a cost on that, but it's not going to be real cheap, but they're going to offer to pay for that. That'll allow us after July to go in, because we need to do some work on that sign too. We need to repaint and do some sealing. It needs some TLC, but we need to rent a piece of equipment to get up there and actually do it. When we get everything cleaned up, put together, we'll put hopefully the new signs, clean everything up.
Is that the circle sign?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's the old circle sign. So it'll be updated with the current City Winston emblem. Mm-hmm. So we had the carpet and, of course, the vinyl at the community center. It was put in. Yeah, that turned out really nice. We're real happy with that one. So far, people have been pretty happy with that one. They kind of like that, so it turned out pretty good. We had the new projector was installed, and I hope that worked out good for...
We used it Saturday,
For everybody. So,
We tried.
We had the Ribbon Ball Field. We had the old style of our renting format that... last year we had two teams for the ball field. We went from two teams to seven teams this year. Last year we collected $200 for the ball fields. This year was $999. Yeah. And it's not so much the $999 versus the $200. That's not really the key point here, because we all know we want our parks used. But it was the fact that we went from two uses to seven.
Seven.
That's what we're really proud about, because that's what it's about, getting people into the parks, getting activity in the parks. So... wanted to share that with council and the park work at the park board on coming up with some creativity, and that's one thing that we'll continue to do, looking at improving things, making things a little better in the park. So anyway, that's the recommendation from park board and passing it on to council.
Well, thank you.
So there we go.
All right, so do we need a motion to accept and approve these waiver of fees?
Yes.
Do I have a motion?
Make a motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Perfect. Done. Thank you. Oh, and by the way,
the rocks look amazing.
granddaughter's husband is the commander at the armory in Roseburg. And I called and asked him if he might want to bring his men out and be in our parade for the 4th of July. And he said yes. So I don't know what he's going to bring. I just know they're going to show up. So it'll be fun. Thank you. Now we have Friends of the Winston Library, Mr. Hobson.
Thank you. Very short meeting. We actually only meet every other month, but we had to meet this month because we had the budget and recommendations. And so our director gave us the budget. We talked about it a while and then passed it. So we have a budget for the new fiscal year for the library. And that was basically the some reading programs already started. And it's, I don't know, they had their first one already, but I haven't heard how it went. But,
I haven't either.
They have a full schedule, so I think it's going to be fine.
That's about to find out.
So that's the only report I have.
Thank you. Okay, department reports. Wastewater, Mr. Sherlock is not here. Public Works, Andy.
Thank you again, Mayor. So just a quick note on Tumlin. The contractor's back in there today, and we're planning on having asphalt down by this Thursday. Now, cross your fingers, hold your breath, whatever. So we'll see. We'll get that paved up this Thursday. Is the goal. Following it, come back in and touch up the driveways. One of the things that we're going to change, because we did not, when we get the safe route to school, we're going to have the sidewalks and stuff, but that's going to be another year, possibly a little longer out. Not this coming fiscal, but the following fiscal year. We didn't want to leave little strips of gravel. So we're going to go ahead and elect to pave up and kind of connect with the existing concretes that are there. There's some that are, you know, we'll kind of tidy that up a bit. So it's so it'll be a little bit of a, and just only wanted to mention that because it's like, city, why are you doing this, right? You come back in and cut these little chunks out. But it just makes sense with the tracking, what we discovered over the years. If we can pave up the edge of right away, it cuts down on rock and different active things onto the new asphalt. So that's just so council's aware of it. That's why we're looking at doing that. And that's primarily it, other than like following up with Dave on Edgewood. Yeah, we kind of talked about that. There's some septics and stuff up there that we want to get cleaned up, and that'll be quite the process of coming up, working with our engineer to come up with a design for that Edgewood, and that'll kind of marry in with, of course, the trunk line all down to Evergreen. So it's all kind of tied together. So that's just a couple tidbits for the council.
Thank you. I know there's some new housing going in on Darrell Avenue that is looking very, very nice. And I noticed this morning that the street sweeper went down our street.
Yep.
That was very nice. Thank you very much. Only one side, though. Okay. Administration, Mr. McIntosh.
Thank you, Mayor, members of council, members of the audience. So just one quick thing for you. I attended the Chamber of Commerce meeting this evening at 5:30, and I have to say it's a really impressive group. It's, you know, a bunch of folks that got together. Some of them are populating our meeting this evening, but I just want to express the gratitude for the time that those folks are putting in. It was more or less a round table, and going through the agenda, it was ran very cohesively, and it's just nice to see that group come together. I think when it started, Shannon was a little bit deer in headlights, but she's found her bearings and really gravitated to a functional type. And they're getting members, they're gaining steam, and we think that there's a high probability they'll come to the URA board at some point and ask for some element of support so they can take on that city newsletter, which is huge.
Yes.
It alleviates our staff, it alleviates our, everything in that regard. And the actual newsletter, they plan on putting a little more of a professional touch on there and hitting a lot of dynamic areas between education on URA and on city functions and on all manner of City of Winston things. So just want to put that in. Congratulations on that, Shannon, and the board.
And the board, thank you. Yeah. We're very blessed to have you on.
Can I bring up just one quick item on this? And this is for discussion, okay? Should we or should we not have a liaison to the chamber?
Mm-hmm.
We had one before. Ms. Councilor Hobson was the liaison.
When did you ever meet?
Second Thursday of the month.
What time?
Oh, 6 o'clock to 7.
Okay. Do you mind if I can? Hi, Beth. I will. Chamber Thursday, 6 to 7. Okay, second Thursday.
We can place that on the next meeting's agenda if you'd like to vote on it. There's no nexus or connection to the current.
Would you like to be doing?
You're just right.
No. You're fine.
I agree.
Okay.
Perfect.
We need a motion?
There's no connection to any agenda item, so we'll have to place it on the next agenda for you to vote on.
What's it now? Good time to talk about Saturday coffee?
No.
Or afterwards?
The good of the order would probably be a good. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Old business. Look what we have now. New business. Annual workers' compensation insurance renewal. Staff report, Ann Munson.
Thank you, Mayor, Councilors, audience, citizens. It's that time again. We have to do our annual insurance renewal. It's in conjunction with CIS, which is our major insurance carrier, as well as SAFE, who's actually the one that that carries out the process. The premium this year is based on the city's payroll, the total payroll. The base rates that are set by the state, and then our experience rate is all we've done as far as being safe. Our experience modifier has decreased this year, which is awesome. That means we're moving back in the right direction from 1.12 last year down to 1.07 for this upcoming year. So we're moving in the right direction. We're going to continue to work to a modifier of 1 or below, 1 being average. So anything below 1% is like you're doing awesome.
Yes.
And we were there at one point, and we will get there again. The 2025-2026 workers' compensation premium is $52,915.20, which is $2,635.61 more than the 24-25 policy, 5.2% increase. However, the payroll is 6.6 more than last year, so kind of balanced each other out.
Mm-hmm.
Not too bad.
Not too bad at all.
Not too bad.
I'm joking on that.
I'm okay with that. It's okay that I can't get above it to be free, but that ain't gonna happen. So I would like the council to just make a motion to go ahead and accept that so that we can get Thomas to sign that agreement and we'll get them a check.
Perfect. Do I have a motion?
I'll make a motion. Do we have comments from the audience first? Mm-hmm. Oh, right there. I'm sorry. My apology. I make a motion.
A second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? No. Passes? There you go, Ann. Okay. B, set council workshop dates. Do we need any?
None at this time, Your Honor.
Okay. C, resolution 25-1189 budget 2025-2026, read by title only, Mr. McIntosh.
Thank you, Mayor. Resolution number 25-1189, a resolution of the City of Winston, Oregon City Council adopting the operating and capital budget for the City of Winston for the 2025-26 fiscal year and making appropriations.
Staff report, Ms. Anman.
Okay, thank you, then, Mayor, Council, and audience members. This staff report is basically for all of resolutions concerning the upcoming budget year. 25-1189 through 25-1193. These resolutions are passed annually to adopt the budget as approved by the Budget Committee. We also have the one that certifies the municipal services per the ORS 0.221.760, declare the city's election to receive state revenues, impose and categorize taxes, and adopt the classification and compensation schedules. I recommend that the city approve these resolutions. They are required for the city to receive the state revenue funds and to operate for the 2025-2026 fiscal year with a total appropriations in the amount of $14,809,647 and a total budget of $16,820,238.
Now we have any comments from the audience? Okay, seeing none, councils, do you have anything to say?
We said a lot already.
Do I have, okay, now I have a question. Is this going to be for every one of these resolutions, or are we going to do one by one?
One by one.
Okay, so this is, I need a motion for resolution 25-1189 budget.
I make a motion we approve that as Ann mentioned.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? And it passes. Okay, resolution 25-1190, certifying services, fiscal year 25-26. Mr. McIntosh.
Thank you, Mayor. Resolution number 25-1190, a resolution of the City of Winston, Oregon City Council certifying the provision of certain municipal services by the City of Winston.
Okay. Staff report, Ms. Ann Munson.
Again, the staff report that I gave you covers all of this. These, again, are, we have to certify with the state that we provide these services for the citizens of Winston in order to receive those state funds.
Okay. Again, comments from the audience? Council action. We need a motion, please, for 25-1190.
I make a motion to pass 25-1190.
And a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Perfect. Resolution 25-1191, election to receive state revenues, fiscal year 25-26, read by title only, Mr. McIntosh.
Thank you, Mayor. Resolution 25-1191, a resolution of the City of Winston, Oregon City Council, declaring the City of Winston's election to receive state revenues for the 2025-2026 fiscal year.
And again?
Okay, this resolution again certifies with the state that we want those state revenue sharing funds as well as the cigarette tax, gas tax, and the other taxes that we are entitled to. And once you approve this, I will get that to the state, and then you will be coming for the upcoming
year. Comments from the audience? Seeing none, council action. I need a motion.
I move that we pass resolution 25-1191.
And a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Passes. Okay, resolution 25-1192, categorizing taxes. Fiscal year 25-26, read by title only, Mr. McIntosh.
Thank you, Mayor. Resolution number 25-1192, a resolution of the City of Winston, Oregon City Council, imposing and categorizing taxes for the City of Winston for the 2025-2026 fiscal year.
And staff report, Ms. Ann.
Okay, so this resolution does set the tax limit as it has been since before my time, at 4.2718 per 1,000. I will get this, once it is approved, I'll get this to the Douglas County and to the assessor's office, and they will be able to impose those taxes and forward those funds. Yes. We all love
our taxes. Comments from the audience? Oh, yeah. Okay, seeing none, council action. I need a motion to pass this, please.
I make a motion that we pass 25-1192.
And?
Second.
Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? 25-1192 passes. Resolution 25-1193, classification and compensation schedule, fiscal year 25-26. Read by title only, Mr. McIntosh.
Thank you, Mayor. Resolution number 25-1193, a resolution of the City of Winston, Oregon City Council, adopting the classification and compensation schedule for the City of Winston for the 2025-2026 fiscal year.
Staff report, Ann Munson.
Okay, this resolution sets the new compensation schedules for all the departments and all of the different positions. We have basically about a 3% COLA for all the staff.
Nice. Good. Comments from the audience?
Are we now up to, oh, Bonita Driscoll, 297 East Grape Avenue. So does that mean that our city is now up to par in comparison with other cities of same size for compensation?
Mr. McIntosh.
Thank you for asking that, Mayor, members of council. This has been an important thing because if you don't compensate your employees of a market rate, and I'm talking our comparable cities, They don't stay here. So we've worked very hard for this last fiscal year. We worked through 15 positions. The answer is yes, with the exception of a very few positions that we have to really attack in the next couple fiscal years, including our treatment plant folks. We got to look at them. But everything else seems to be in pretty good shape.
Good.
The good thing about that is our retention rate is 96%.
Mm-hmm. That's much better than it used to be.
And when you have a vacancy, you get quality applicants.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Thank you.
Bringing up which, did we hire yet?
Not my husband.
Oh.
It's okay.
We put the offer out today, Mayor, and the individual accepted the position.
Good.
So.
Good.
We're excited.
Good. Sorry.
No, it's okay.
Okay.
H.
Okay. Sorry about that.
Well,
we need council action.
Council
action.
No.
G. I need a motion, please.
I move we pass resolution 25-1193 as presented.
And a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Passes resolution 25-1193. And our last one is resolution 25-1184, fiscal year 24-25, supplemental budget. Read by title only, Mr. McIntosh.
Thank you, Mayor. Resolution number 25-1184, a resolution of the City of Winston, Oregon City Council, adopting a supplemental budget for the City of Winston for the 2024-25 fiscal year and making appropriations.
Staff report.
Thank you, Mayor, members of council, members of the audience. So real quick, so Andy and I are just going to kind of joint team this one because it has every bit of to do with financing as it has to do with a capital project. This is another thing that the flood really affected. The boat landing down there up top, we're just kind of the nice area where we mow. We have rock formations. The flood, those waters came all the way up to the water level and almost to the highway. So it caused a lot of those rocks to dislodge. And once we took stock of it, there was some detriment there. So Public Works did a great job of springing into action. We get a Marine Board grant. The Marine Board is a state outfit. We get a grant every year. It's in the tune of about $3,400. There is a match. But Public Works worked with them right away. There was two individuals that came down. We met with them on site, just kind of unpacked the detriment and everything that, you know, the problems that were over there. And they sprung into action and offered us a grant for $25,545. In addition to that, the bidding process, all of those things went very, very smooth. There was some in-kind work from our Public Works folks. They did a good job down there of, you know, cleanup and such, and Andy could talk more on that. But essentially, because the grant money was not anticipated originally in our budget, we have to do a supplemental budget to accept the additional money before the close of... but as you can see, the work has already been done, and it looks fabulous. We're very happy with the product. Andy, if you'd like to...
No, I think you pretty well summed it up. I mean, we have a deadline for this fiscal year, of course, which puts the state on their heels and puts the city on its heels to speed this thing through to get it done this fiscal year. So.
And thank you for your in-kind work.
Yeah,
it was
absolutely.
Over $6,000.
$6,385.
Yeah, it's amazing. Thank you. Okay. Comments from the audience?
Did we get any additional funding from
Please
that?
Go to the
podium.
Come on, Lenny.
Lenny Harris, 80 Sherry Street. Did we get any additional funding from the floodplain stuff? Because I know that we had a pump that was almost underwater and stuff like that.
Great question. Tends to be a little bit of a trigger for staff because we're working with FEMA and it's
right.
Recovery funding from their direction. So as you know, all of Douglas County, including the city of Winston, declared an emergency by virtue of resolution shortly after that flood. And the purpose of that is to acknowledge this was really a disaster, but also to be eligible for that. From what I understand, the governor has made that declaration to the federal government. The federal government's administration has to sign off on releasing the funding. There are some there's some political ramifications to that that I dare not unnerve here today.
Yeah.
But we're really hoping that those things move forward, because then we'll be eligible. We had the Looking Glass Creek pump station underwater. Mm-hmm. We were bypass pumping for weeks, and it was a lot of money. In addition to the boat ramp, and in addition to other infrastructure areas that are owned by the public. And this is just public infrastructure.
Right.
I mean, private property was affected in a very detrimental way. So I appreciate that question. We're very hopeful.
Okay. That's what I need now.
Keep our fingers crossed. Okay. Comments from the audience? Okay. Council action.
I move we pass resolution number 25-1184 as presented.
Second?
Second.
No, favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, resolution 25-1184 passes. Non-agenda items from the council.
Mayor, this
might is be. When I come in. Okay. I'm going to, I read a letter. I read a letter from the mayor in Sutherland, and I really liked it. And so I'm going to try it. So we're going to have coffee with Christy on Saturday from 10 to noon in here or in the back room.
Your choice. We'll be opening the building.
Yeah. So anybody can come in. And I did it on Saturdays because most people have jobs. And you can come in and ask questions, and we can see what we can do and what you want and all of those good things. See how it works out. I'm going to let you know the Saturday, July 20th. I will not be here. I'll be in Minnesota, so don't show up that day. But that's, you know, we're just going to try it out and see how it works out.
You're going to do it simply Saturday?
Yes.
All right.
We're going to try it.
What are the times, Mayor?
10 to noon.
And that's the what day?
Saturday.
This Saturday?
This Saturday.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. So, come on in, and we'll have some coffee. Anybody else have off-agenda items?
Yeah, I'm not going to make it to the URA meeting this week. I will be out of town for a work thing.
Do we have an agenda for that?
It is forthcoming. Should be released shortly.
The 19th is... Thursday. Okay. Okay. Isn't that the same time as your meeting? Yours is from 6 to 7?
Ours is the second. So it would be next. Our next one's not till next month.
Okay. Okay. Second Thursday. I don't have to. Okay. At 5:30. Okay. Packets. Checks are in your packets. Upcoming agenda items, public hearing July 7th, plan amendment / zone change, and a proposed ordinance RV park provisional adjustments. Go to the order, check it, copies are in your packets. Claims in excess of $500. Announcements, URA, June 19th at 5:30 right here. Friday, July 4th, city offices are closed. Happy Independence Day. Fly the flag. Celebrate responsibly. Be kind to each other. I like that. Independence Day celebration and fireworks display, July 4th at Riverbend Park. Riverbend Live, Fridays. First one is the 4th of July. It's going to be at 7 p.m. at the Riverbend Stage Park Stage. City Council public hearing for a plan amendment zone change July 7th at 7 p.m. right here at City Hall. And do we have an executive session?
None, Your Honor.
We are adjourned. Thank you very much.
Adjourned 7:48 p.m.